Hi, this is a dictation for Jernia purifoi, J-E-R-N-E-A-P-U-R-E-F-O-Y. Date of birth 5/16/1996. Date of service 11/17/2025. Date of accident 2/16/2025. The patient presents here for a follow-up evaluation. She just had an MRI done. Currently, she reports of severe pain. He is having a lower back pain, which is 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are shooting down to her groin in a constant fashion as pain to the tune of 10. And she also has pain in the neck and middle back and upper back as well to the tune of 9. She, in addition, suffers from migraine headaches, which are bothering her a lot. Overall, the pains are between 9 and 10. She do not describe any motor weakness of the upper extremities or lower extremities. No radiculopathy is described to the upper extremities. No numbness or tingling in the fingers or motor weakness. No numbness or radiculopathy is suggested in the lower extremities as well. ADLs are affected to the tune of 10. Patient reports no relief at all. Please review the records for ADL for system reviews and additional issues, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 128 over 103, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit, 10/15/2025, dictation number 1019-012. The MRIs are done and they report that there is a mild broad-based disc bulge at C4-5 and C5-6 and C6-7 with the bilateral joint arthropathy and bilateral foramen narrowing and mild spinal canal narrowing. In the lumbar spine, there are no disc herniation or disc bulging, but there is a facet arthropathy on L4-5, L5-S1 with mild bilateral foramen narrowing and mild spinal canal stenosis. Based on this finding, patient was provided all the alternative solutions and she has been suggested that she can benefit from cervical facet joint injection as well as cervical epidural injection times 2. She also is found to have a sacroiliac joint inflammation and she is advised to have 2 injections to the sacroiliac joints as well as the facet joints to the lumbar spine. She is off work, homework, housework replacement and transportation is checked. The patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, Allerville 50 mg at night, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, Prednisone 10 mg in the morning and pain medication, Narco 10 over 325 to 12 hours for 15 days is provided. So far, the patient is stable. He'll be seen 15 days time. If she decides to have the injection, she'll be booked for that and provide the facet joint injection and SI joint injection. Thank you. Patient is continuously having physical therapy, chiropractic treatment. She has been advised about yoga exercises, as well as the infrared and laser treatment and acupuncture, so is also chiropractic treatment. All of these treatments she can try. Losing weight is also discussed with the patient. She is found to have a small goiter in the neck, and she is advised to see her regular physician so that the goiter could be addressed to rule out any cancer with the thyroid gland. Thank you. We'll be seen in 30 days' time for follow-up.